ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.
Imagine investing a few of the pivotal years of your life to discovering how the world works and where you fit in it, to challenging your mind and testing your will, to making lifetime friends and establishing a career. For many people, this is ideally what university is all about. As part of my series of stories examining university life in Canberra, I attended the University of Canberra Graduation Day ceremony to see whether that ideal matches reality.
Hi, my name's Samisi, and today I'm graduating with a degree in politics and international relations.
What have you found that's really memorable and valuable about university life and your studies?
I took a few electives this year that are focused on Indigenous health, Indigenous studies. I come from an Indigenous background in the Pacific, and it's amazing to see what the Indigenous cultures in Australia have to offer.
Where do you call home?
Canberra is currently the place I call home and where I think I'm going to settle, but if I had to pick one, it'd definitely be Fiji for me. That's where I grew up. It's definitely a good day today for me to expose my culture to the rest of UC. I'm wearing my traditional attire and just letting them know I'm very proud of who I am and where I've come from and what my parents have brought to me in terms of values and morals.
What have you found different about living and studying in Canberra?
There are a lot of people here who make you feel right at home. Played a lot of footy for the university as well, both ANU and UC. There's a diverse background. There's so many students here in Canberra, and then you get the locals as well. Just show you the true side behind Canberra. So if anyone, this is Canberra, or bags it out, you just let them know. Nah, Canberra's a great place. You don't know what you're missing.
Where do you want to be in 5 years?
5 years is definitely where I want to be working in a company that's making a change. So probably the United Nations or the Commonwealth Secretariat or working in Europe. I really want to work in climate change and see what I can do in terms of what we're suffering from these days.
My name's Matt.
Hi, I'm Shash.
Did you meet each other at university or did you know each other before?
No, we went to high school together.
So what high school did you go to?
I went to Darren Marlin College.
Oh, I went to Darren Marlin College too, class of 95. What made you decide to stay in Canberra rather than study elsewhere?
Convenience, I guess.
New Canberra, new people here. Didn't want to start new somewhere else.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with inertia. Being townies, was it hard work to actually meet people who you didn't know already?
Yeah, we were just talking about this earlier. We would have thought we would have made more friends at uni. but yeah, we've made a few friends, but mostly stuck to our old ones.
Have you found anything that was really challenging about your university studies, or was it a piece of cake?
The absolute freedom is too much responsibility. I found myself procrastinating a lot.
How did you get yourself in order so that you could graduate today?
The first year, the stress just kind of hits you really hard. Everything seems to be due at once. But once you get past that first semester, it just gets a lot easier, as long as you keep track of everything.
And do you have any advice for the class of 2019?
Just make more friends than we did.
Where do you view yourself in 5 years from now? What do you want to do?
The real world has so many options, and I just don't even know what I want to do. Like, I don't even know if I 100% want to stay in computer science and stuff, but I'll figure it out, I'm sure.
Making money is not a bad option. Are you keen to do that?
I am definitely keen on money.
Hi, my name's Irene.
And I'm Tori.
I'm interested to know what exactly you found really memorable and valuable about your time at university.
I think it's the networks that you make, so not only with your professors and your teachers, but the friends. I mean, I'm standing here with a girl that I met at university, and we've become great friends in the last 3 years, and I think that's really what is memorable.
Is anything that's challenging and difficult?
Working and studying is quite difficult, but I think you really want it, you're committed, you've got that network around you, you can do it, and like I have.
Yeah, I have to agree with Irene. It's really just the commitment, particularly after working all day at a job and then having to find that motivation to then go to class for a few hours and actually listening and paying attention and contributing. That's probably what I found the most difficult, but yeah, once you stick it out, you get there.
On ABC Radio Canberra, this is Kim Hoon at the AIS Arena, where there's all this electricity in the air and the crowd is going wild. Not for a sports team or rock band, but rather for the University of Canberra's Class of 2018.
My name is Wei Jian Liu. I'm from China. I very like UC and very like Canberra. It's a quiet city. It's a benefit for the study and for the living.
What degree have you completed today?
Event tourism management.
Is there anything about Canberra and university life that you found difficult?
The language will be the more problem for me. Some challenge for the English, I think.
Have you worked really hard on that English during your time here?
Yeah, for the first time I come to Canberra, it's difficult for the language study, but I think it's okay now.
What's a dream job for you?
But after graduation for my master's degree, I will go to China, I think. I want to open a tourism agency. That's my dream, I think.
Hi, my name is Sarah Polhill. I'm from Narangra, New South Wales, so out near Wagga. I'm graduating from a Bachelor of Business Administration. I did it full-time while working full-time.
Amazing. How did you manage that? Some long nights?
Yeah, a lot of long nights and weekends and not much social life.
So why did you do it then? You already had a job. Why study more?
So my work encouraged me to keep learning, and I think it's important in life that we do keep learning and growing and hearing about new theories and techniques that are used in business.
Is there anything that you're going to miss about student life?
Oh, I am going to miss the diversity of student life. So in every class there was someone new and different to meet and hear about their story and how they'd managed to arrive at university to study.
Where to now? There's still a master's and PhD waiting, I assume?
Yeah, I'm taking a little bit of a break, and yeah, there will be a master's coming.
My name's Rafa Khan from Dhaka in Bangladesh. I've just completed a Bachelor of Business Administration. As a student, I've loved it. If you're looking to feel like you belong somewhere, Canberra's the right place.
Is there anything that you're going to miss if and when you leave Canberra?
It is the people that I'm going to miss the most. Perhaps one of those bus drivers that you meet every once in a while and they just ask you how your day is. It's when you walk into a shop and you see the same person, you have a small chat with them. It's like, hey, how's it going? You know, they're really small things, but they're really important to me as a person. And I feel like it's something that's just important in general as well.
Hi, my name is May. I finished my graduate certificate in business administration. Did part-time and online. Online course is really flexible, and you know, you can just open up your laptop or computer and just study in your bedroom, and it's really convenient for working adults, I would say.
Did you find the learning was pretty good?
Yeah, it's really good. So even though it's online, we have our webinars, so that's the part that, you know, I like most about, like sharing and discussion.
Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Burma. Finished high school in Burma, and then I did study full-time 6 years in Singapore before I came here.
Where to now for you? I hope you give yourself a break.
Actually, I need to study for my assignment for my MBA, so I'm continuing my Master's in Business Administration. Assignment's due very soon, so I need to finish up that.
Oh my God, no break for you. So you must be incredibly determined. What's the end point for you?
The course that I did is not only for career development, but it's also for personal development. That's how I see it. So it's a journey. There's no destination. It's a journey, I would say.
Some intimate and varied accounts of what it's like to go on that university journey. Keep your ears out for more fascinating stories from everyday folk in and around the ACT with me, Kim Hoon, on ABC Radio Canberra.
ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.